Hi, this is a dictation for Felicia Johnson, Felicia, Johnson. Felicia Johnson is here for a follow-up visit, date of service 2/15/2024, date of accident 3/16/2022, date of birth 2/28/1965. Discussion presents with the post-operative time. She had a surgery for her cervical spine. Recently, and she is recovering from the operation. Currently, she reports her pain in the neck is almost 1 or 2. The surgery was done from anterior incision at the neck, and she feels quite relieved after surgery. The scar is healing well, and pain in the shoulder is minimal, and pain in the hands is also improved. The numbness and tingling weakness is also improved according to the patient. Pain in the right hip is also minuscule and it's not really present. Post-operative rest helped a lot of pains. At this time, patient reports her pain in the shoulder is 1 or 2, neck pain is 1 or 2, lower back pain is 2 or 3. And it is a rapid improvement is going on after surgery, but sometimes the pain range is between 4 to 8 still, according to the patient, with 60% improvement in the symptoms. ADLs are affected 7, and please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, for additional history, and for substance abuse as well as compliance history. The patient barely came here just for a follow-up visit today. And otherwise she's stable. No other history has been provided. And in the physical examination, please mention the blood pressure 146/96, pulse 91. No cervical examination was done today, so please do not mention any cervical exam. And no examination was done other than examining the shoulder. So today report will have general review and examination of the shoulders, and the rest of the spine examination was not conducted. Diagnosis remained the same. It's a post-operative status for cervical fusion. In addition to diagnosis, and the height is 5'3" and weight is 193. Then in the plan is to continue the patient on disability for work, for housework replacement, transportation, and case management. I believe that the attended care is being provided by Dr. Ramakrishna, who is the surgeon, who would be the surgeon. Patient is still seeing the neurology, psychiatry, undergoing counseling for her TBI related issues. No other treatment is recommended. No physical therapy has been checked. In the medication side, we provided Celebrex to continue 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, along with Acifex 20 mg daily for the stomach healing, and Zoloft has provided 50 mg twice a day for healing with the anxiety and panic. Neurontin was provided 600 mg twice a day. She was also provided Tramadol 50 mg every 12 hours, 60 tablets for pain relief. Xanax was provided 0.5 mg at night for relief of anxiety after reviewing her maps and labs. And otherwise, patient is quite stable. Thank you. She will be seen in 30 days' time.